from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
BWIA identifies specific areas for its proposed job cuts. The Organization of American States opts for a stronger, more permanent presence in Haiti, and Barbadian Shewin Campbell recalled to the Windy Squad. I'm Ken Richards, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Regional airline BWIA today again declined to say just how many of its more than 2,500 workers will get the axe because of its plans to cut staff. BWIA officials say they'll be able to give those figures in 3 weeks' time. However, the airline has indicated some of the areas in which it's likely to make cuts. But why did BWIA think that post-September 11, it wouldn't have to let off staff when airlines around the world were doing just that? That's a question I put today to the company's president, Conrad Aliong.
Well, we weren't convinced of the impact of September 11th in terms of initially you saw some switching from the U.S. carriers onto non-U.S.-based carriers, and therefore there was felt that maybe we could have had some compensation where we would have got some of that switched market, and therefore the drop would not be as significant. The second thing is when you live in a small economies like we have in Trinidad and Tobago and Barbados and Antigua and St. Lucia, Grenada, Guyana, as an employer, I think we have a social responsibility to keep things as stable as possible.